Next, interference in over 30 elections worldwide. An investigation by the Paris-based group of journalists called Forbidden Stories has shone a spotlight on Team Jorge and the 50-year-old Israeli driving these nefarious activities. Laurent Richard joins us in the studio. He's part of the team at Forbidden Stories. Laurent, thank you very much for being with us. Who is the man who's allegedly behind all of this? Tell us about him.
So, officially, he only has a nickname, Jorge. And he made a lot of effort during all the investigation to hide his real name. But at the end of the investigation, after with the work of 100 reporters, we finally find out who was the guy, and his name is Tal Anan. And Tal Anan is a former Israeli soldier who is leading that very secret cell unit in charge of producing disinformation for higher services. So it's a business that is kind of expensive. When the people from our team, from Radio France and the IRETS, were infiltrating in an undercover investigation this company, he was asking them to pay 6 million euros to influence an election in Africa.
6 million. Who's paying that kind of money then?
Well, it's so the kind of people who might have 6 million to pay for that might be state actors or big private companies as well. It depends. You can there is a different level of services they can provide you. Then during the infiltration, they were able to show how, for instance, in Kenya, they were able to hack the Telegram account of three advisors of the current president, and in real life they were doing that. So it's what is very concerning with our findings in this investigation is how two kind of industry met each other: the industry of the cyber surveillance on one hand, and on the other hand, the industry of the influence.